From IPM News, I'm May Antar. We have Aaron Curtis on the line with the opening market report. Good morning, Aaron.
To start a holiday shortened week, there'll be no trading on Wednesday night and Thursday. Markets will reopen Thursday evening. So kind of a quieter in terms of hours this week with just four trading days. So we'll see if that affects volume here as the week goes on. But really not a lot of new news, except just kind of building off of what we had, what we learned on Friday when the EPA released its updated RFS RVO standards, and that sent bean oil up the limit on Friday. Seeing some follow through here today with expanded limits both for oil, meal, and soybeans. So we're seeing oil trading above those old trading limits here this morning, having a strong day, and that's helping soybeans with a little bit of green here this morning. Not so much for corn and wheat, that continuing to see those markets struggle in comparison here. Obviously, the weather continues to look fairly decent here for corn. Wheat moving into some harvest progress here in parts of Kansas. It looks like should see some decent weather in the southern plains here in the short term to allow for wheat harvest to expand. So it's keeping wheat under a little bit of pressure this morning. But overall, the weather for corn continues to look pretty ideal. We're going to see some temperatures warm up and continue to see some chances of rain with Iowa, Missouri, parts of Kansas expected to see the heaviest totals here over the next week. So in a center part of the Midwest, getting rain is not necessarily friendly for prices here in mid-June. Crop progress will be out this afternoon, should show ratings continue to be well supported for both corn and soybeans. Export inspections out this morning. Also have NOPA crush out here this morning for May. Otherwise, it continues to be relatively quiet. Still trying to figure out the final math on the EPA proposal, but it does look like it's going to lead to more domestic use of bean oil, so that should be friendly that complex here, or at least keep it well supported here. But we are in the comment period, and the EPA will have a public session on July 8th to allow for some more comment on that as well. Brazil's about 6% harvested on their second corn crop. That's behind last year's pace, but still looking for a tremendous crop to come out of that region of Brazil here as we move into the latter part of June. As for prices here this morning, we have July corn at 435.5. That's down 9. September corn at 422, down 6.5. December corn at 436.75, down 6.25. July soybeans at 1073.75, up 4. The August is at 1074, that's up 5. November soybeans at 1060.5, up 5.75. July soybean meal, 285.10, down 6.80. July soybean oil at 54.51, that's up 3.90. July Chicago wheat at 539.5, down 4.25. December at 576.75, down 3.75. July Kansas City wheat at 538.25, down 2.5. July Minneapolis wheat at 630, that's down 4.25. Livestock markets are off to another strong start here this morning. June cattle 226.40, up 130. August cattle 215.45, that's up $3. October's at 212.12, that's up 220. August feeder cattle 308.67, up 225. September feeders at 308.15, up 255. July hogs at 110.70, up 122. August hogs at 111.45, up 132. Fed meeting will be starting tomorrow, so we'll see what they say regarding interest rates. Equity markets are higher. Crude oil is under some pressure here today, down 250 as we continue to keep an eye on these global conflicts around the world. Not anticipating too much in related to grain trade, though, as we continue to keep an eye on those. So weather overall continues to look good enough for now, and that's going to keep corn offering some resistance here in the short term anyway. So mixed picture here today on a holiday short week, and we'll see what happens as the week goes on here, May.
Thanks so much, Aaron. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm May Antar. You were listening to the Opening Market Report.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 84 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 67 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 89 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 70 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 85 degrees, and a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.